So the following is a Mandarin Storytime segment that I am posting on YouTube every Friday. So I am definitely still working on Journey to the West, 西游记. But while I'm building that out for you, I thought I'd share this content on the podcast as well. So do note that this is the audio-only version. I'll put a link to the YouTube video as well, so this works better if you have access to the visuals. All right, let's get started. 我们开始吧. Yum, yum. Hi, summer bubblemen. Hi, panda cubs. 大家好. Welcome back to Friday 中文 story time. So 今天的故事呢, today's story is a little different. 这是老师自己做的一本书. So this is a book that I made for my students at Little Panda, and it is Halloween 万圣节 and Ghost Festival 中元节 or 鬼节 themed. So to skip straight to the story, go to this time right here. And stick around if you want to hear a little bit about the history of making this book and what it's about. So, in brief, I was at the library 2 weeks ago trying to find a Halloween-themed book, and everything was checked out. And that kind of gave me the idea of making one for my students myself, especially since they're is also a ghost festival tradition in China as well, which is celebrated a little bit earlier, sometimes in August, sometimes in September, and that is called 中元节 or 鬼节, also known as the Ghost Festival or Hungry Ghost Festival. So in this book, we'll kind of go through the traditions of that, and after today's reading, I'll also explain a little bit about what those traditions are. All right, that's enough chatter. 那我们开始讲故事吧. All right, let us begin our story.
10月31号的晚上, 那就是万圣节的晚上. It was Halloween night. 熊猫宝宝呢, 呼呼的, 在书旁睡大觉。她家的小女孩呢，出去要糖了。So
the little girl who lived in the house left for some trick-or-treating.
不过呢，一门打开以后，风就吹了好几片树叶进来，而且门口好像站了一个。 什么呢? 原来是一个小小的可爱的小鬼。小鬼看见这边睡了一个白白的毛毛的东西。哇,他心里好开心,以为自己又找到了另外一只小鬼,他就 飞快地跑了过去。咦,熊猫宝宝说,你是谁?你是谁呀?小鬼也问,你是谁呀?熊猫宝宝就说,我是熊猫宝宝。小鬼伤心地说,我是小鬼。 熊猫宝宝问小鬼,你为什么伤心呢?你为什么伤心呢? 小鬼说,因为我找不到家。怎么办呢? 怎么回事呢? 小鬼就开始给熊猫宝宝讲他的故事。
哦,原来啊,小鬼说,他和他的爸爸,妈妈和一只小猫,开开心心的,
住在家。不过有一天，月亮非常非常圆，而且他看见远方好像有很多哇明亮的灯光，还有音乐，所以呢，小鬼就跟着光和声音飞呀飞呀，飞向了一个地方。然后他飞呀飞呀的时候，好像闻到了美美的香味儿，是什么呢？我们去看一看吧。原来呀，他找到了好多好多好吃的东西。那熊猫宝宝们，我们帮助小鬼看一看有什么好吃的东西。有红色的苹果。红色的苹果可以放在这里。还有呢？还有橘色的橘子。小鬼吃了橘色的橘子。吃完橘子后呢，小鬼还饿，他就吃了一块他就吃了一个黄色的香蕉。吃了黄色的香蕉以后呢，他又吃了一个绿色的梨。真甜真香，喵喵喵。小鬼吃了绿色的梨以后呢，觉得肚子还饿，他就吃了一块蓝莓。吃了蓝莓以后呢，小鬼嘴巴还是有一点馋，他就又吃了几颗紫色的葡萄。又甜又酸，真好吃。吃了这么多水果以后，你看有红色的苹果、橘色的橘子、黄色的香蕉、绿色的梨、蓝色的蓝莓和紫色的葡萄。小鬼觉得，那我再来一碗白色的米饭吧。香喷喷的，真好吃。真好吃啊。吃完饭以后，小鬼说，那我最后再来一些甜点吧。 Let's eat some dessert. 所以呢，他最后拿了一块香香的甜甜的草莓蛋糕。所以小鬼呢，吃了这么多这么多好吃的东西，吃完饭以后他就觉得有一点困。于是呢，小鬼就呼呼的睡起了大觉。他睡呀睡呀睡呀，睡了好久。结果他一睡醒，看见太阳升起来了，而且发现他找不到回家的路了。怎么办呢？小鬼说，我到底在哪里呢？熊猫宝宝对小鬼说，别担心别担心，我知道发生了什么。我告诉你吧，你应该是中元节鬼节 The Ghost Festival 的时候来到了人间。我怎么知道呢？因为我家的小女孩和她的一家人，中元节晚上月亮圆圆的，他们在桌子上呢摆出了好多好多好吃的东西。专门准备的呢，就是给来探望他们的小鬼吃点心，让他们不要饿肚子。 所以呢，你应该是中元节的时候来到的人间，然后找不到回家的路。不过没关系，因为我知道怎么让你回家。不过呢，小马宝宝说，小鬼，要不然你再待一个晚上吧。为什么？小鬼说，小马宝宝说，因为今天晚上也是一个非常特殊的晚上。今天晚上呢，是万圣节。It's Halloween tonight. 你跟我出去再吃一只好吃的东西，我们再送你回家吧。好呀好呀，小鬼说。于是呢，熊猫宝宝穿上了他的 costume， 然后小鬼呢，他也拿了一个南瓜篮子 pumpkin basket， 跟着其他的小朋友去每个门去要糖。这可是万圣节 Halloween 的 tradition。 熊猫宝宝们，我们一起给小鬼和熊猫宝宝来一些糖果怎么样？一颗，两颗，三颗，四颗，五颗，六颗，七颗，八颗糖。 Trick or treat， 小猫宝宝说。谢谢，小鬼说。熊猫宝宝和小鬼开开心心的的吃了好多好多颗糖。吃完以后，熊猫宝宝给小鬼说，我还有东西送给你，我还有东西送给你。是什么呢？小鬼说，是什么呢？这是什么呀？小鬼问。这个，小猫宝宝说，是河灯。那河灯是什么呢？哦，原来河灯是 river lantern。 河灯的用处呢，就是专门让来人间的小鬼能找到回家的路。所以如果你把一盏河灯放在水中，它就会带着我们的小鬼飘呀飘呀飘回家。真是谢谢你，小鬼说。他给了熊猫宝宝一个大拥抱。我会想念你的，小鬼说。 I'll miss you。 我也会想你的，熊猫宝宝说。不过你明年在鬼节或者在万圣节的时候，你都可以来看我。好吧，小鬼说，那再见咯。于是呢，小鬼就坐上了他的河灯，飘呀飘呀，跟着星星和水飘呀飘，飘回了他自己的家。这时熊猫宝宝他就觉得有一点困了，所以呢，他带着要了的糖也沿着路回家了。回家以后，熊猫宝宝就在书旁又呼呼的开始睡觉了。在这时呢，滋溜，家门开了。大家的小女孩也回家了。她大声喊，回来了，我回来了。他走到熊猫宝宝前呢，把他抱了起来，给了他一个大 hug。 So she hugged the panda cub。 然后这个是什么呢？ 好像他在熊猫宝宝的背上找到了一颗糖。哪儿来的糖呀？他纳闷地问。熊猫宝宝们，你们知道这个糖是从哪里来的吗？好像我们都知道。
好。Alright, Panda Cubs, that was our story for today. 那今天的故事呢就讲完了。So as promised, a little bit of extra cultural information about the Hungry Ghost Festival. So the Hungry Ghost Festival, or Ghost Festival, is also called 中元节, or 鬼节. This day is known as the day where the ghosts of the dead are able to come and walk the earth and visit the living. So a lot of the traditions involve placing out food and candles,to offer the ghosts kind of some yummy snacks, but also to help light their way and make sure that after they partake, they are able to find their way peacefully back into the afterlife. And one of those big traditions is, as we saw in the book, the lighting of the river lanterns. So,This is a really great festival and holiday, and it helps teach children about being kind and, you know, taking care and respecting and celebrating the memories of those who have passed on. All right, I hope everyone has a great weekend and that you are heading into a delicious and fun Halloween. 下个星期见. See you next week.